step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
I downloaded Omegle one snowy night right in the middle of Christmas break. I was a freshman in University Park, Nottingham, and was stuck in my dorm while my parents were off somewhere tropical, living their best life traveling the world. The place was a ghost town, and honestly, I was feeling so damn alone. Talking to random strangers on some social platform sounded exciting. The first few nights were exactly what you'd expect from Omegle. I came across endless spam bots, weird guys, and people doing things I didn't want to see. I was almost ready to delete the app when I connected with this chick named Lena. She was stunning, with long, straight, dark hair and gray eyes that matched the color of her hoodie.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
She looked about my age and was sitting in a dim room with only a desk lamp throwing a small circle of yellow light. She smiled and said hi, and I turned into a poodle. Lena was sweet, calm, and funny. We talked for about an hour the first night. She asked what I was studying, what my dorm was like, whether I had a single room or a shared one. I told her I had a roommate, but that he was out a lot. She nodded and said that sounded nice. We connected the next day, and the day after that. By the fourth day, I was seriously looking forward to our calls, replaying every single second of our conversations, which made me notice how little Lena moved. Like, where most people on video calls fidget, check their phones, or glance away, Lena would just sit for hours, still as a statue, staring straight into the camera. Her smile felt weirdly delayed, too. It showed a beat later than it should have, as if her muscles had to fight a battle before stretching. I figured she was probably tired, maybe a little socially awkward, which, honestly, kind of made me like her more. It was the night before Christmas Eve, and Lena got there a little early. We were chatting about what we were doing for the holiday when, right in the middle of it, she steered the talk toward more personal stuff.
What floor are you on?
I'm on the fifth floor.
Does your building have a security desk?
Yeah, but just during the day. Why?
What time does your roommate usually leave in the morning?
Around 8? Lena, is there something wrong?
Oh, I was just intrigued.
The questions made me really uneasy, but I just shrugged them off, figuring she was probably only trying to get to know me better. The next evening, we were chatting normally. I was telling her about this cool restaurant I'd recently checked out, when, out of the blue, she asked me to switch off my lights. I laughed, thinking she was goofing around, but Lena insisted she was serious.
I like talking in the dark, Ryan. It feels more honest somehow.
I told her that was a weird reason. She insisted I try. So I got up and turned off the lights. Now the only light left in the room was coming from my screen. Comfortable?
Yeah. Will you please come closer to the camera? I want to look at you properly.
I leaned closer. Lena was staring at me, so I focused on her face too. Honestly, something about it seemed off. It was tighter, like her skin wasn't sitting right. I blinked and got even closer, trying to figure out what the heck I was seeing. Suddenly, she sneezed. The wig moved, only a tiny bit, but it was enough for me to see the real wrinkled scalp that didn't look like a woman's head. My mind completely froze up for a couple of seconds before it finally dawned on me. I guess the anger and disgust must have been written all over my face, because Lena's smile totally vanished. She blinked, let out a big sigh, and mumbled,
"You're not supposed to see that."
Suddenly, the camera started shaking like crazy. The angle got wider, and I could see more of his room. There were clothes dumped on the floor, a chair in the corner, and a bunch of wigs in different colors and lengths hanging on hooks on the wall. The camera tilted back, and I could see him sitting in the hoodie with the wig on, but it was all messed up and crooked now. The whole disguise was shot. He was staring right into the camera, and it totally creeped me out. I slammed my laptop shut really fast and sat in the dark, trying to breathe for a few minutes. Then, I flipped on every light in the room, locked my door, and sat there, trying to figure out what the hell had gone down. Seconds later, I heard a piece of paper slide under my door. My mouth dried up. I gulped, picked it up, and opened it, standing a few feet back from the door.
"I liked you better when you believed me,"
it read. My palms started shaking and heart pounded. He was right outside. I hurriedly called campus security and the police. When they arrived, they checked the hallways, the stairwells, and the entrance, but he had disappeared. The officer who took my statement kept his face very carefully neutral the whole time, which told me he thought I was either pranking him or having some kind of episode.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The one thing they did find was that the security camera covering my floor had gone dark sometime that evening. The university labeled it a technical fault. I moved out of the dorm 2 weeks later. My parents thought it was stress. I let them think that. I never found out who he was or how he got there so soon unnoticed. I just know that I was a toy he was playing with, and I messed up his game by noticing what I wasn't even supposed to notice. The note is still somewhere in my desk. But more than his words, it's his neat handwriting that bothers me. Like he'd written it out somewhere else first and then copied it clean, expecting me to figure and freak out. Maybe he'd been planning to leave it all along, and I realized then that the game wasn't over. He'd just raised the stakes. It was a Tuesday night in late November. I had school the next day, but I was nowhere close to tired. My parents had gone to bed early, the house was quiet, and I ended up on Omegle out of pure boredom. I'd used it before, so I knew how it usually goes. It was mostly trolls and guys playing patty cake with themselves. I kept skipping, searching for someone interesting enough to intrigue me. I cycled through maybe a dozen people before I landed on the guy who looked about my age. He was sitting in a dim room. I couldn't make out much. The glow of his monitor lit his face. He was wearing a black hoodie, and there was a blank wall behind him. He looked like any quiet, forgettable guy you'd pass in a parking lot. I was about to skip him, too, when he nodded his head and mumbled a hi. "I'm Jake." I smiled. "Brandon." We did the usual small talk. "Where are you from? What time is it there?" He seemed calm. I remember thinking he was one of the more normal people I'd connected with. Until he said,
"You're from Ohio, right?"
My heart skipped a beat. "How did you know that?" He smiled.
"Lucky guess."
I brushed it off. Maybe something in my background tipped him off. I didn't think too hard about it. But then he started talking about my room. He knew the layout.
I like the teak wood of your table. You placed it right against the wall. And that Naruto poster above your monitor is stunning.
My stomach went tight. How do you know what my room looks like? I stuttered. He only kept smiling and whispered my full name. I hadn't typed it anywhere. My Omegle session had nothing attached to my identity at all. There was no way he should have known it.
What did you just say? Jake Anderson.
He giggled. I felt the blood drain out of my face.
How do you know my name?
He leaned slightly closer to his camera, grinning ear to ear, and told me to turn around. Everything in me went cold.
What? I said, turn around. Look behind you.
I didn't want to. Every instinct I had was screaming at me to not take my eyes off the screen. But I did. I turned around slowly in my chair and looked at my room. Everything exactly where it was supposed to be. Nobody there. I felt stupid for freaking out over a weirdo on the internet. Annoyed, I turned back to the screen. He was still watching me.
Good, he said. You're still alone.
He giggled and dropped the call. I blinked and sat there staring at a black screen, heart hammering, trying to make sense of what had just happened. Suddenly, my phone buzzed on the desk. It was an unknown number. I opened it and felt the floor drop out from under me. It was a snap of mine, taken from behind, over my shoulder. It looked like someone had clicked it from inside my room. I could see the back of my own head, my monitor, and the Omegle interface still open on the screen. The timestamp on the photo matched the call exactly. Whoever took it had been standing right behind me while I was talking to that dude on the screen. I spun around so fast I knocked my chair back and tore through my room. I checked every single corner, but the room was empty. I ran downstairs and called 911. I couldn't even get the words out straight. I told them someone had been in my house, that I had proof. They said they'd send someone. I sat on the living room couch with every light in the house on and waited. By the time the officers showed up, my parents were right beside me. They searched the whole place, but everything was normal, until one of them called out from the kitchen. He had found a dead crow in the sink, with its wings torn clean off, its feathers matted in blood, smeared across the white porcelain. It hadn't been there when I came downstairs. My family didn't even own a bird. The second officer checked the back door. The lock had been forced. Someone had broken in, left that thing in our sink, stood over my shoulder long enough to take a photograph, and walk out without making a sound.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
They took the photo as evidence. They asked if I recognized the man from the call. I didn't. They said they'd investigate and told my parents to change the locks. My mom couldn't stop shaking. My dad didn't say much, but he kept walking through the house long after the officers left, checking things they'd already checked. We didn't sleep that night. All of us sat in the living room with the lights blazing until the sun came up. The police never found him. They didn't even have a trace to begin with. The case went cold within a few weeks. I've had a lot of time to think about it since, and have come up with a lot of permutations and combinations, but nothing makes sense yet. How could he know my whole name? How did he show up in my house while my parents slept downstairs and snap a pic without while I sat in the same room? And what's up with the crow? Was it a message or a demonstration of some sort? Maybe he wanted me to know that he could get to me whenever he decided to. That my locks, my sleeping parents, and my sense of being safe in my own room meant absolutely nothing to him. It has been years. I stopped using Omegle the same night. I don't chat with strangers on random platforms, but because I learned something that night that I can't unlearn. Sometimes the stranger on the other side of the screen isn't on the other side at all, and by the time you find out, they're already close enough to take a picture. Dylan's parents were out to attend a relative's wedding the night we decided to crash at his place. He had our buddy Mark come over too, and the three of us got busy goofing off. We watched movies, practically cleared out the snack cabinet, and played so much Madden our fingers were dead. "Dude, let's hit up Omegle and mess with strangers," Dylan suggested around 12, pulling the site up on his laptop. For the first hour, we were just clicking past bots and people doing stuff we totally didn't care about seeing. Mark was the one mostly clicking, laughing his butt off at everything. I was kind of watching from the couch. Suddenly, he skipped past this dude who was really going at it to a Daddy Yankee song and ended up with a guy who was sitting in what looked like a basement.
"Whoa, what do we got here?"
Dylan whistled. The room was dark, with a cluster of candles burning in a circle around him. Most of his face was hidden under a hoodie, so we couldn't make out his features, but he was tall and really built. Dylan tried to get the man to raise up his head and say something, but the dude remained playing statue.
"Nice Halloween costume, man,"
Mark chuckled. The dude didn't move for a second before he slowly brought a piece of paper up to the camera. It had a symbol drawn on it in super thick black lines. Two shapes were stacked on top of each other with weird curves that made it look off. None of us knew what the heck it was, but it felt like the temperature in the room had dropped.
"Looks like something out of a horror game,"
Dylan laughed. Mark jabbed a comment and the two started laughing their heads off. Suddenly, the dude started chanting in whispers. It had a rhythm at first, but it was so quiet you could barely hear it. I couldn't tell if it was words or a language I recognized. Mark stopped his jokes, and Dylan shut up. The next second, the screen started glitching. We could spot little rips across the image, and static kept pulsing through.
"Dude, WTF, please skip!"
I yelled, feeling my skin crawl. Mark reached for the trackpad.
"Wait!"
Dylan yelled, staring at the screen as if he couldn't look away. His face went totally blank, like someone hit the pause button on him. Meanwhile, the chanting was getting louder. The camera started freaking out, glitching all over the place, before the call dropped and the screen went black. We looked at each other, trying to process what had just happened. Mark made a nervous joke about it, but Dylan didn't laugh. He was still staring at the blank screen. Mark called out to him, but he didn't respond. We shared an uneasy look before Mark reached out and nudged him lightly. Dylan turned his head our way, but something was off about his expression. It was totally blank, like he didn't even recognize us and was seeing us for the first time. He blinked a couple of times and smiled, but it wasn't his smile. Dylan's had this big, messed up grin since we were kids. This one was flat and empty. We told ourselves he was messing around, trying to prank us. But the whole night, Dylan didn't sleep. He kept smiling in the distance. Mark and I tried staying up with him, but eventually drifted off. It must have been 3 a.m. when this super quiet whispering woke me up. I looked around and saw Dylan sitting straight up in his sleeping bag, facing the wall, mumbling stuff to himself. I leaned in and realized it was the same beat as that weird chanting from the call. I sat up and said his name. He didn't stop. I said it louder and reached out to touch his shoulder. He turned on me fast, grabbed my wrist, and squeezed hard enough that I actually yelped and woke Mark up.
"Dylan, what the hell, bro?"
Mark demanded, stepping forward. The grip on my wrist tightened even more. Dylan's eyes were wild. He shoved me aside and swung a wild punch at Mark. Mark stumbled and palmed his nose, but Dylan didn't stop. He landed a kick on my calf. His eyes were open, and he was looking straight at us, but I don't think he saw us. The more we tried stopping him, the more violent he got. When he started chucking stuff at us, we got into a room and locked the door. Throughout the night, we could hear the crashes and chanting. In the morning, Dylan said he didn't remember any of it. He looked genuinely confused when we described what happened, ate breakfast, watched TV, and acted completely normal. We tried to let it go. But things kept happening. Lights would flicker in whatever room Dylan was in. Phones would turn on by themselves when he walked past. One night, I called him, and in the middle of the conversation, he went quiet. But I could hear him chanting under his breath when he came back. His voice sounded slightly different, like someone else was speaking from inside him. Mark and I got really worried about all of it and decided to track the chat from where it had all started.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We went through the history, but couldn't find a record of the chat. The whole thing was gone, except for one file. It was an image, downloaded at exactly the time we'd been on the call. I opened it and gasped. The symbol was the same one that piece of paper figure had held up. But instead of a drawing, it looked like it had been carved into human skin. We deleted it right away and never talked about it directly after that. Dylan still has nights when he doesn't sleep. He doesn't talk about what happens on those nights, and I stopped asking a long time ago. I haven't been back on Omegle since, and I don't think I ever will. But I keep watching Dylan, waiting for the moment his familiar, messed-up grin might return. But it never does. Now, when I see that empty smile, I know for sure that something else is worrying my friend.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.